ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 13, entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. Text 13. Tan drishtva bhaya santrastran. तान् दृष्ट्वा भयसंत्रस्तान् ऊचे कृष्णोऽस्य भीभयम् ऊचे कृष्णोऽस्य भीभयम् मित्राण्यासान् मा विरमते मित्राण्याशान्मा विरमते आनेष्ये वत्सकानहम् आनेष्ये वत्सकानहम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। When Krishna saw that his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened, he, the fierce controller even of fear itself, said just to mitigate their fear, "My dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring back your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself." Purport. In the presence of Krishna's friendship, a devotee cannot have any fear. Krishna is the supreme controller, the controller of even death, which is supposed to be the ultimate fear in this world. Bhayam dvitiya bhinivesatasyat. This fear arises because of lack of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there cannot be any fear. For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, this material world of fear becomes hardly dangerous at all. Bhavam budhir vatsa param padam 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 yat vivadam natesham. Bhavam budhihi, the material ocean of fear becomes very easy to cross by the mercy of the Supreme Controller. This material world in which there is fear and danger at every step, padam padam yat vivadam, is not meant for those who have taken shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Such persons are delivered from this fearful world. Samashritaye padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare bhavam budhir vatsa param padam param padam 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 yat vipadam nadesha. Everyone therefore should take shelter of the Supreme Person, who is the source of fearlessness, and thus be secure. Tan drishtva bhaya santrastan. And Krishna saw his most intimate, loving friends in anxiety. Immediately he wanted to relieve them of that anxiety. He doesn't want his associates and his loving devotees to be inconvenienced in any way. Because he loves them so much. In fact, Krishna is completely Atmaram. He is completely self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything outside of himself for his enjoyment. But simultaneously, Krishna is very much dependent upon his intimate associates for his loving reciprocation and enjoyment. This seems a little contradictory, that Krishna is Atmaram, complete in himself, Purnamadaha, Purnamidam. He is complete and satisfied in himself. He doesn't require anyone else's assistance for his enjoyment. He is completely blissful. But simultaneously, there is another aspect of his personality. There are two aspects of Krishna as Purusha. One is his completeness and his self-satisfaction. That is called Atmaramata. And another aspect of Krishna's Purusha personality as the supreme enjoyer is Pararamata. Pararamata means the enjoyer of his expansions and energies, which are all his separated expansions, parts and parcels. Now, this is only exclusive to Krishna. These two seemingly contradictory nature to be perfectly harmonized is only possible in Krishna. Otherwise, how can a person be Atmaram, fully self-satisfied and fully dependent on others for his enjoyment? This seems contradictory. But only in Krishna all contradictions are resolved. Krishna demonstrated this when he had this Rasleela in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, this is his most intimate associates. He can't live. In fact, to Durvas Muni, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, Naham Atmanam Ashase Mad Bhaktair Sadhuvir Vina Shriyam Chatyantikim Brahman Yesham Gati Mahampara. My dear Durvas, let me tell you a secret, very confidential truth about myself. Na aham atmanam. Atmanam means bliss, Atmaram, self-satisfying. My bliss, my joy, na aham atmanam ashase. This joy of mine becomes irrelevant, tasteless. Mad bhaktair sadhubhir vina. If my devotees are not there, I don't enjoy this, my bliss. Shriyam cha atyantikim. The ultimate opulence, all the six opulences in the Vaikuntha and the spiritual world becomes null and void without my devotees, for whom I am their only destination. So therefore, he's exhibiting, he says, just like a devotee says, Shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Similarly, Krishna also feels, Shunya itam vaikuntham sarvam mad bhakta virahename. What is the use of Vrindavan if Srimati Radharani is not there, if the gopis are not there, if gopas are not there, if Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamai is not there, if the calves, the cows are not there, if Govardhan is not there, if Yamuna is not there, what is the point in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is wonderful because of this most intimate associates. So Krishna comes to demonstrate his nature and invite everyone to come and join him, to attract people's heart to the highest understanding of God. Vrindavan and Krishna is the highest conception. You can't find anywhere else, any other understanding, which is this understanding. In fact, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Why he is considered the most magnanimous incarnation? Because he has come to give what no other incarnation had ever given. What is that? Love of Krishna. When Krishna came, he only gave Bhagavad Gita, which is understanding of God. He gave a understand and he demonstrated what it is like. So Krishna came to demonstrate what it is like, to show and to make people understand the nature of God. But Mahaprabhu came to give them love of God. Krishna demanded surrender before giving. Ye yathamam prapadyante. But Mahaprabhu, patra apatra na dekhe sthanasthan. He didn't consider about the qualification. And he gave what even Krishna did not give. And that is love of Krishna. And what kind of love? Anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitum unnata ujjula rasa. The highest rasa. Everyone in this world is looking for rasa. And material rasa, in every thing, in every relation, people are looking for some taste, some mellow, some rasa. Like we want some fruits. Why we want some fruits? It's not the fruit. We are attached to the skin or the seed. What we want is the essence. The essence of the fruit is the juice. Right? Aam ras. Or nimbu ras. Rasa is important. Afterward we spit out the seed and spit out the skin. But what we really want is, similarly, in a relationship, what are we seeking? We seek the essence of a relationship, and that is loving exchange. Sweet loving exchange. So everyone is looking, but in this material world, this mundane rasa of seeking, trying to enjoy things and trying to enjoy relationships has two problems. The first problem is that rasa turns into anticlimax very soon. Same person, same situation, but that rasa is no more. You're trying to squeeze and trying to get little more, but it loses its taste after some time. Initially there is excitement. Wow! Somehow I connected with that person. Now I have a relationship. Now it's growing. Wow, this person is responding. It can be different rasas and different, it can be madhurya, it can be sakhya, it can be dasya, vatsalya. But then after some time, object is the same, relationship is the same, but that same thing that was there before is not there. And sometimes it turns so sour. First, you couldn't live without seeing that person. Now you can't live with the same person. Under the same roof. That is the nature of rasa of this world. It stops giving. It becomes stale. It becomes tasteless. Or sometimes it may turn completely reverse. Anyway, so that's one aspect. And the second aspect is, it comes to an end. Everything in this world, it has to come to an end. Suddenly that person leaves, that suddenly that object leaves, or you leave. Everything is finished. So that is the limitation of this mundane rasa. So those who are ignorant are trying to still, in spite. It's just like you are hungry and you get sweet rice, and then that sweet rice is somebody actually, instead of sugar, some has put some grain or sand or something. So you trying to take that sweet rice and, you know, some grinding thing comes in between your teeth. So you, but it is very tasty. And it is satisfying your hunger, but it is miserable. You don't feel like spitting out, and you don't feel like swallowing it or even retasting. That's the nature of the kind of bhukti of this world. And those who are really disgusted throw out the whole the pot of sweet rice and say, nothing doing. Renounce, 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 renounce. No rasa, nothing in this world. It's like that fox and the grapes story. The fox went, heard about the glory of the grapes, jumped and jumped and jumped, couldn't get it. Grapes are sour. Why? Because I couldn't get it. So either bhukti or mukti. You want to enjoy, 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 knowing fully well that anytime it will go away, full of anxiety, or fear of losing it, or fear that it may suddenly turn and give me something, the last thing that I wanted, or out of frustration, trying to enjoy, but knowing that the nature of this, slippery nature, everything is going to go away. You say better that I give up everything. But the nature of the soul is Sachidananda. The soul is pleasure seeking, rasa, seeking relations, seeking enjoyment, seeking bliss. So Krishna comes to tell us, hey, that's not the place where you should look for. Come, I'll show you where you can get eternal, unlimited love. We want it to be eternal and we want it to be ever increasing and unlimited. But any limited things of this world cannot give eternal and unlimited love. Krishna comes to demonstrate that. There is a place where you can actually get it. But for that, first you have to become Atmaram. Completely convinced that there is no chance of seeking eternal unlimited love in this world and be completely detached. Then you can enjoy real rasa. To the extent we are thinking there is, okay, 1 foot here and 1 foot there also, we may not be able to. Because it is bound to give us disappointment and frustration. So, the Atmaramata part and the Pararamata part. And what is the highest nature of rasa? Parakiya rasa. And what is Parakiya rasa? Parakiya rasa means when a man wants to enjoy a property of someone else, or in this case a woman of someone else's property. That is parakiya. And that for that parakiya love, there must be the desire must be really, really very strong. So a person doesn't care about who thinks what. Becomes fearless. Becomes shameless. The highest kind of, that is, there has to be deep love or infatuation, which is a perverted form of love. So the strongest attachment is when a man or a woman have for a paramour. Then it is the strongest attachment. Does not consider what is dharma, dharma, does not consider what is moral, immoral. There is a natural anichchannapi varshniya baladiva niyojita. Arjuna asked, why is a person forced to perform activities even though he knows it is not good for me? Athakena prayuktoyam papam charatipur anichchannapi bala, naturally, as if some force is pulling me. And what did Krishna say? Kama yesh rajoguna samudbhava. It's actually kama, it's lust, born out of the mode of passion. So the lowest, you know, Krishna demonstrates this parakiya ras in Vrindavan. The opposite of that, urdhvamoola madashakham, the perverted reflection of this material world, where there is a natural spontaneous love in the form of lust here, material love, is an attachment for a man outside of a relationship of sacred marriage. So that's the deepest attachment. Then above that, or in one sense below that, is attachment to one's own wife, to pati. Pati means officially married, eager to fulfill the desire and satisfy and perform in the sense of duty. That attachment is quite deep. Slightly less than that is vatsalya, attachment for a child. Little above that, in one sense, attachment to someone else's wife is completely selfish. Little more extended, attachment to a wife, that's good. Dharma. I'm trying to serve. Then is attachment to a child. Then there is attachment to friends. Little, I mean, in a perverted reflection, becoming less and less. Then attachment to the master, the company, what you are serving. And then is attachment to things, objects, furniture, home, shantaras. That is the shantaras. One can give up one's furniture to take up a particular job. One can give up a job for a friend. One can give up a friend for a child. In this way it can go up. This is like a perverted. Because one is more deeper, another one is slightly lesser in comparison. And then you come to neutral part. What is the neutral? Atmaram, like Sukadeva Goswami. Completely detached. Or the four Kumaras. At that time, the material rasa is zero. Nirvishesh. Attachment to, or Nirvisheshvad. No attachment from this world at all. So in a, from negative it's come to neutral state. And from neutral, then starts real devotion. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kangshati. One who is Brahma bhuta state, he realizes I am the soul, I am not this body. Anything of this body, I am not at all attached. Prasannatma, he is satisfied in himself. Satchidananda. Na shochati, is no lamentation, no hankering. Samasarveshu bhuteshu, he sees everything. A naked woman or trees or everything. For him, Sukadeva Goswami, it was the same. Just walking. mad bhaktim labhate param. Then starts the real love. Then starts rasa. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke so profusely on this verse. Atma ramascha munayo nirgranthah api urukrame kurvanti ahaitukim bhaktim ittham bhuta guno hari. Krishna's transcendental name, form, qualities are so relishable. Who can relish? Only the Atma Ramas, who have nothing to do with this world. Nirgrantha. Grantha means attachment. Nirgrantha. Absolutely detached. Even they become attached. Ittham bhuta guno hari. Because Lord Hari has transcendental qualities. So, from Atma Rama, neutral stage, starts positive transcendence. Then starts slight understanding of the greatness of the Lord and an insignificant of the living entity, insignificance of the living entity. Therefore, there is Chantaras. You are great, my Lord. I am insignificant. You are supreme. I am an insignificant part. How glory, how glorious. Jai ho, jai ho. This is Chantaras. They are satisfied in just thinking about the greatness of the Lord. How wonderful. Some personal conception is there. But then, when they understand such a great master is, so much loving, so concerned about his parts and parcels, then starts mamata. From aham, it starts mamata. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. But this moha is good. This is yoga maya. Oh, he is my master and I am his servant. So that mamata starts. My master. He is my master unconditionally, life after life. Whatever happens, I will never leave this master. So that is dasyaras. I want to serve you, my Lord, life after life, in any condition. But then, the more one comes to understand the sweetness of the Lord, the loving reciprocation, then, even though one knows he is the master, still there is intimacy that develops. And because of that intimacy, there is sakya. There are two kinds of sakya. One sakya is of the sons of Krishna. They had one kind of sakya. And the servants of Krishna had another kind of sakya. Or friends of Krishna. So there is a subtle difference there. They are also sometimes the parents, you know, grown-up son is very close to the father. It's not that always looking, okay, father. He's also a very little more friend. You know, after 16 they become more friends. They better become friends. Otherwise there is rebellion. So, there's more friendship also. And sometimes that awe and reverence is kept aside for this kind of intimacy. And still later, actually Prabhupada once said, so people think God is great, but actually devotee is greater than God. How? Mother Yashoda is tying God up. This is too much. In no other religious conception, if you tell, yeah, there was a lady, you know, covered lady, she tied God, you know. Ah! Tied God? Yeah. There are some friends who climb on the shoulder of God, you know, play kabaddi and he loses. Huh? This is too much. This conception is demonstrated only in Vrindavan. The demigods are shocked. We offer in yajna with after, as Maharaj always says, tantra, yantra, mudra, puja. And then Krishna comes and accepts. And here Krishna is snatching. And somebody opens their box and say, wow, this laddu, Krishna, very tasty, yele. And Krishna, this is too much. Their remnants they are offering. Very difficult for people to understand. The difference between Vidhi Marga or rules and regulations and Raga Marga. Raga means spontaneous natural love. Vidhi Marga means rules and regulations. You have to take bath. After that, you have to cleanse yourself, cleanse the objects. And then, you know, with love and devotion, even if there isn't devotion, still, he's great. And I need to do it for my purification. Krishna, you're great. I know, but I'm so full. I don't understand. This is for you. First, I should not be enjoying propensity. I should not be thinking of eating it after offering bhoga. First, let me think. You enjoy. I know it's going to taste good, but still, you know, Krishna, I'm not thinking. You have to control yourself not to think of the Mahaprasad before even bhoga is offered. Therefore, Vidhi Marga is for us. But those who have natural, spontaneous love, they want to give the best. Like Shabari, she wanted to give the best. And therefore, naturally, they taste everything. Oh, this is good. The whole conception is not to enjoy, but this will be pleasing to Krishna. Krishna should enjoy. Now, we cannot imitate. If we imitate, it's very dangerous for us. Raga Marga is a healthy body, and Vidhi Marga is medicine. Because we are very sick, because we are attached to ourselves. Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kam, Krishnendriya priti ichha dhare premanam. Prema means only consideration is pleasure of Krishna. And kama means only consideration is what's in it for me. So because we are diseased with thinking of the self alone, we are told, don't think of you. First think of Krishna, afterwards you'd enjoy. So therefore, the Vidhi Marga is like medicine for us. Because we are really sick, as long as we have sickness, we should never give up regularly taking medicine. Therefore, every time we should consider, what does the Shastra say? What does Guru say? What does the Sadhu say? Guru, Sadhu, Shastra is the medicine for us. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapi. Even though it's very sweet, sugar cane juice. But pitto patapta rasanasya narochikano. But there is no ruchi right now. Because we are only thinking of our enjoyment. Therefore, kintu adara anudinam khalu saiva jushtva. Therefore, take the medicine. Chant 16 round. Take bath. Come for Mangalarti. Do and this, this and this and this. But for a person who is completely healthy, what is the healthy state? Natural love for Krishna has awakened in his heart, all the rules and regulations, externally he may seem to break, but that is the essence of all the rules. What is the essence of all the rules? To please Krishna. Therefore, their only consideration is pleasure of Krishna. Sometimes they may seem to break the rule, but their breaking of rule is actually the real following of rule. Because their rule is, the only one rule is to please Krishna. And the only prohibition is, don't do anything that is displeasing to Krishna. So more health comes, the more medicine can go down. Because there is a natural love. They will never do anything that is displeasing to Krishna. So that is a sakya. More intimacy. Then comes Vatsalya. Vatsalya means the only consideration of Mother Yashoda is what will please Krishna. She is ready to die million times to relieve Krishna from one, you know, perspiration drop. She's doing everything. Only consideration is pleasure of Krishna. That is Vatsalya. And higher than Vatsalya is actually Madhurya. Within Madhurya, everything else is contained. It's just like 5-liter bottle and 1 liter. Within 5 liter is 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 liters. So Madhurya Ras is like 5 liters. Within that is the Vatsalya of 4 liters, is the Sakhya of 3 liters, is the Dasya of 2 liters, and Shanta of 1 liter also. Because those devotees in Madhurya know Krishna is the supreme and I am insignificant. They always know this. They are never in under illusion. They are the best servitors. Generally, a wife is the best. Knows how to please the husband fully. Sometimes she knows he's great. Maybe in his office as a CEO. She knows. May not be at home. He can't throw around his weight. But still, she knows he's a big man. I'm very fortunate to serve. She's also the best servant. Please, I saw my mother very nicely as soon as she came from office, helping out. Okay. So how was it? Everything is all right. Here is some food. Here is this. She served him. And also the best friend. Sometimes guiding, sometimes even, giving an opinion. I think you shouldn't be doing this. You seem to be disturbed. Oh, really? Oh, he told like that? I don't think that was right on your part to have said that. Anyway, you decide what you want to do. So they would always, father would always consult before taking some major decision. She was a best friend in that sense. And sometimes she would be the mother of my father. This is too much. What is this? Why have you got wet today? Carry this umbrella with you. No, you can't go like that. How did you jump like this? One time he, from a big springboard, 50 feet, he jumped into the water. And then he disappeared. And she was crying. Because he was a very good underwater swimmer. And came behind a rock. And he was waiting there for 5 minutes. And she's in anxiety. Then she chastised him like anything after he came up. So it's like, I thought, she's only my mother. She's my father's mother also. You really chastise him sometimes, out of love, out of concern. Don't eat so much. Tomorrow you'll fall sick. Don't eat this. This is okay for you. And of course, she gave him the pleasure of a wife. 7 children she gave. So the Madhurya Ras is considered Srimati Radharani, perfect servant of Krishna, perfect friend, sometimes chastising. And then higher than that is a relationship of a Upapati. Pati means officially who is married. Upapati means somebody else's, as a paramour. Now this conception can only be justified when the Nayaka is a hero and Nayika is heroine. When the Nayika is someone else's property, then there is adventure and risk involved in trying to meet and enjoy. And that adds all the excitement in Braj Leela. The whole thing is how to unite Radha and Krishna. Purnamasi is doing, and even Jatila and Kutila who are creating excitement by trying to separate them. Therefore the excitement is more when they meet. Only in the case of the supreme Nayaka, when the Nayaka is Krishna, can this Parakiya Ras be justified. Why? Because actually Krishna is the only enjoyer. In fact, anyone who thinks this is my wife or this is my is in illusion. Krishna is the only pati. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam. Everyone is his part and parcel. Anyone else trying to play the position of Krishna and trying to enjoy Parakiya is despicable, abominable, and obnoxious. But in Vrindavan, everyone knows Vrindavaneshwari, Shrimati Radharani. In fact, everyone is simply playing their role under Yogamaya to increase the excitement of Braj pastimes. It is so sweet, unimaginable even in Vaikuntha. That is the nature of Braj. Therefore, even Lakshmiji cannot find entry. You can't enter Vrindavan unless you become Gopi Bhartur Padakamala. What is that? Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tad Anuragi Jananu Gami. If you want to enter Braj, you have to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. You cannot enter. Krishna, I have come. Me and you. Put everyone else off for today. You know, I am with you. Forget it. How do you know how to please Krishna? Only one person knows how to completely satisfy Krishna. Understanding his mood. Exactly what will please Krishna. And that is Srimati Radharani. And exactly how to please Radharani, only Lalita and Vishakha know. And the Ashtasakhis know. And how to please the Sakhis? Exactly give them what they want, when they want. The Manjaris know. That is Rupa Manjari, Guna Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Sanatan Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Unless we follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis, we can never enter Vrindavan. Rupa Raghu Natha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bujhavo Se Yugala Piriti. It's only possible when we become the son. That's why Lakshmiji could not get an entry. Mahaprabhu teased Venkata Bhatta when he was in Srirangam. Oh, your Lakshmi is the most chaste lady. Why she wants to associate? She's the wife of the goddess, I mean, goddess of fortune, and she's the wife of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Narayan. And my Lord is only a Gopa. Why she wants to associate with my Lord? So, Venkata Bhatta said, come on, what's wrong in it? It's the same. Krishna is Narayan, Narayan is Krishna. And, of course, Krishna's pastimes are very charming. Therefore, what's wrong if she wants to participate? There's nothing wrong, Mahaprabhu said. But why didn't she get an entry? She's still performing tapasya in Belwan. Why didn't she get entry? Venkata Bhatta said, I'm a fallen soul, I'm a conditioned soul, I'm an ordinary person. You please tell. I don't understand all this. Because she was not ready to give up her position as the goddess of fortune. She was not ready to do the menial servant of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. Picking up the butter pot and doing some activities like that. She said, no, goddess of fortune. In Aishwarya Bhav. Oh, that's very transcendental. We can't enter because we can't give up our designations. Upadhi. What? Servant of the servant of the servant? No, servant of the servant, okay. Not servant of the servant, servant keep. Not how many times? It's an insult for me. So many servant, 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 servant. Okay, servant is okay. Of course, Krishna is, what to do? Krishna is Lord, better be servant. So that's our problem. So, this he comes to manifest. That is why even Brahma is bewildered. What is this? This is my worshipable Lord? I can't believe. This happened only for a fraction of a second. Of course, his fraction of a second is a big time for us. He just got asa kaisa. That's all. It is just like that. And that was 1 year for us. And within that, Krishna performed so much. Amazing performer of pastimes, Krishna. So even Brahma gets bewildered. This pastime. And that Krishna has come to demonstrate and speak about. and Mahaprabhu has come to share it. Mahaprabhu has come to share this directly. Why does Krishna do this? Only one reason. Why does Krishna come to demonstrate this? Only for one reason. Because Krishna is an unlimited enjoyer and he wants to enjoy. There are unlimited devotees in the spiritual world, but because he's unlimited and he's ever expanding, he wants to expand the number of his devotees. He wants to expand the number of his devotees in the spiritual world so that he wants to reciprocate. And he wants to invite more and more rebellious conditioned souls. Come up. Don't think there is no vacancy board there. No. There is a vacancy for everyone. Allow. Join my dancing party. But we are busy having our own dance parties here. Therefore, to pull people out from their foolish, ignorant, you know, illusory kind of conceptions, the Lord personally comes, or sometimes his pure devotees come. And they come only for one purpose, to somehow drag people out of compassion, connect them to Krishna's party. Make more pure devotees and increase the number for Krishna's pleasure. That is the only reason why when Krishna comes, first thing he came to enjoy, wanted to know what Srimati Radharani is enjoying. How much she is enjoying. But simultaneously out of compassion he wanted to share it. He wanted to give people. But he saw that they are stubborn. They are reluctant to accept it. Why? Because they thought, you are also like me. I am also like you. You are a householder, I am a householder. Oh really? How will they respect me? How will they listen to my message? To increase that receptivity, he had to show that he had no attachment whatsoever. Therefore, in that 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, glorification of Karabhajana Rishi about the Yuga avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Kali Yuga, this particular verse is used. Tyaktva sudustyajasure psitaraja lakshmim dharmishtha aryavachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daitaye psitamanvadhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. This beautiful verse tells what will be the activity of Mahaprabhu. Tyaktva, he will give up. What will he give up? Rajya Lakshmim, the greatest opulence. Krishna leaves the opulence of spiritual world to come to attract all of us. That is his renunciation. He takes sannyas from the spiritual world for some time to come here. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, tyaktva, sudustyaja, tyaja means to give up. Dustyaja means difficult to give up. And sudustyaja means really difficult to give up. Tyaktva sudustyaja. And what kind of Rajya Lakshmi? What kind of opulence? Sura Ipsita. Even demigods want that opulence. Even demigods are hankering. But that kind of opulence, effortlessly this incarnation will give up. Dharmishtha. Why? Because he wants to pursue the path of ultimate dharma. Arya Vachasa. On the word of a Brahmana. There was a Brahmana who cursed him. You are not allowing me into that Srivast Thakur's place where you have that kirtan at night. I curse you. You will lose all your material life. You will not be able to enjoy any material opulence. Mahaprabhu was very happy. Arya Vachasa. Yadagad Aranyam. He left and he went into Jharikhanda. Yadagad Aranyam. Why? Maya Mrigam. Those people who are caught up in pursuing after, running after Maya. Daitaya, out of great compassion, and Ipsitam. Ipsitam means to achieve the highest, relish the highest perfection. Ipsitam anvadhavat. He started running after the conditioned souls out of compassion and also out of relishing love of God. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he ran to Vrindavan. Nobody could stop him. He was mad, like a madman running to Vrindavan. Only the demigods have to stop. My Lord, if you go there, what about the conditioned souls? Which is why you have taken sannyas. Okay. I'll come some other time. So, Daitaya and Ipsitam, Annadhavat. Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvindam. This particular verse applies to Lord Krishna, applies to Ram, and applies to Mahaprabhu. This is like a purport of the Shadbhuj form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Two hands of Ram. If you take Ram Chandra in picture, Tyaktva Sudustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi, he gave up in one moment all the opulence of Ayodhya. Dharmishtha, because he was on the path of Dharma. Arya Vachasa, on the word of his father Dashrath, who had promised, who had given a word. Yadagad Aranyam. And which Aranyam? Dandaka Aranyam. Maya Mrigam. And there he ran after the Maya Mriga, Maricha. Ipsitam. Ipsita means desired by Sita. Anvadhavat. He ran behind that mruga. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. He performed this just to attract our hearts. If you apply it to Krishna, Tyaktva Sudustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. He left Mathura. Dharmishtha, because he wanted to establish the highest dharma. Arya Vachasa. Here Arya Vachasa means on the request of his parents, Devaki and Vasudev, please, don't stay here. Kamsa will kill you. Yadagad Aranyam. And which Aranyam? Vrindaranyam. And there, what did he do? Maya Mrigam. Maya means Srimati Radharani, Yoga Maya. He became a dancing doll in the hands of the gopis. And the gopas, here we see Krishna, go and get our cows and cats. Okay, you sit, I'll go and get. The Anvadhavat, he was running behind whatever they told to fulfill their desires. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaramin. And this applies to Lord Chaitanya basically. Tyaktva Sudustyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. He left his most intimate, loving mother. Who can love more than Shachi Devi? Sachimata loved. She was ready to die a million times for Mahaprabhu's, for Nimai's pleasure. One time he broke everything. Broke everything in the house, everything, and started breaking the wall and hitting the doors and windows. Went out and beat the trees in the compound, then he went to sleep. He just asked for, give me chandan and give me a garland. I want to worship Ganga. She said, all right, let me make chandan and let me make the garland. No, right now. And started beating everything in the house. And then he went to bed. Everything finished. He destroyed everything. Everything which was perpendicular was horizontal. Of course, he never even touched ever Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata, when he was sleeping, she made the garland and she made the chandan. As soon as he got up, here beta, here is your chandan, here is the garland, go. But we have nothing. Huh? When you come back, don't ask for prasad. Because there is nothing at home. And he was very embarrassed. He went and did his puja and he would get something somehow. That was the love of Sachi Mata. She never even said, why did you do this? No, I said, are you happy? Here. And what kind of a wife? And what kind of associates? Srivast Thakur's son died and he didn't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's dance. even though his son died. And that is the time Mahaprabhu cried, how can I give up the association of such intimate associates, such loving devotees, who love me more than their life, more than anything else in this world. He had to renounce them. He had to leave all that and take sannyas. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmim dharmishtha. Because he wanted to establish the jagat yuga dharma. Arya vachasa on the word of this brahmana. Externally to keep up the word of the brahmana. Yadagada aranyam. And there, maya mrigam daitaya. Daitaya, out of great compassion, anvadhavat. And to relish the high. Why Mahaprabhu took sannyas? Basically for two reasons. To become more accessible to people. And unless you command the respect of people, you can't influence their heart. If people have no faith and confidence and respect towards the person who is actually giving them that knowledge, you can't actually affect their lives or heart. Therefore, it is important as a preacher to have that standard where people can actually respect. That is the reason why Ramchandra Khan wanted to spoil the name of Haridas Thakur. Because once people, due to this propaganda, people can't respect when they doubt that this person's character, then you can't affect this people's heart. And therefore, so much propaganda was done to bring down his position in the eyes of the people. So Mahaprabhu was not respected because he said, you are also a householder and you are chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Where in the Shastra does it say Gopi? Because he was actually showing how even Lord Krishna is chanting the name of the Gopi in Dwarka. So then he understood, oh, I wanted to give them medicine, but it is having a reverse effect. People won't respect me because they see me as one of them. Therefore, I should take sannyas. Then they will respect me. And really, at that time, sannyas was really considered. And unfortunately, at that time, the Mayavad sannyasi, sannyas meant Mayavad sannyasi. Therefore, even took that only for this purpose, to become more accessible to people, to reach out to more number of people. And he had to forego all obligations so that he can be focused on what he wanted to do. That's the only reason why he did that. Daitaya Ipsita Manvadhavat. Today is Srila Prabhupada's anniversary of acceptance of sannyas. Today was the day at Keshav Gaudiya Math in Mathura. Abhay Babu, Abhay Charanaravinda, decided to accept sannyas as Abhay A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada. Actually, I was thinking, this verse applies to Prabhupada also. Tyaktva sudustyaja surepsita rajya lakshmim. What did he give up? He gave up Vrindavan. He gave up residence at Radha Damodar. All the world who have understanding of Vedikan, their ultimate goal of life is to go to Vrindavan. To stay at the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan at Radha Damodar. Who would like to give up that situation? Tyaktva sudustyaja surayipsita. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva want to come to Vrindavan. Narada wants to come there as Naradi Gopi. Brahma chal khelat sukumari nandeshwar khelat giridhari. Brahma became his four heads became the four at Barsana, there are two, four pilaks are nothing but Lord Brahma's taking the dust of the feet of the Brajavasis. Shiva became Nandishwar, wanting the Charanamrit. So Tyaktva Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. At the age of very ripe age, he just gave up that. Why? Dharmishtha. Because he knew what was the actually goal. He was a perfect follower of dharma. Aryavachasa. Here Aryavachasa means the calls of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So many times Prabhupada said, my spiritual master would come in my dream. He would appear and he would just indicate to me and say, follow me, follow me. Prabhupada in one particular lecture says, it was very horrible. I was horrified at the thought I would take sannyas. Because he actually understood what it means to take sannyas. And through his god brother, Keshav Maharaj, was pushing him. Yes, yes, Bhaktivedanta, Abhay Babu, I think you should take. And on this is the day, he took sannyas. And very interesting, very few people were there in the mutt. Nobody was special invitation, nothing like that. Two people were to take sannyas. Abhay Babu, and there was one old man, Sanatan, who was 90-year-old, brahmachari. So both of them were taking sannyas. So after the mantras were read out for sannyas, very surprisingly, Keshav Maharaj, who was like the sannyas guru, asked Prabhupada to speak. And except Keshav Maharaj and probably one or two, nobody in the audience, few who had gathered, they were all Hindi speakers. Prabhupada gave a lecture in English because he had been ordered by his guru twice. One just before leaving and one first time that he met. He said, you are an intelligent man. Take up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it in the English language all over the world. So that was his sole motive for taking sannyas. Arya Vachasa. He was very clear why he wanted to do it. What was his mood? Just to print books at Radhakund, he was given instruction. Sell the marbles of the temple if you want, but print books and distribute. Give this message all over the world. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, how unfortunate that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is hidden within the continent of India. That's the ultimate understanding. Just like Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is non-different from Srimati Radharani. So this is what Srila Prabhupada took sannyas for. To share this knowledge, invite everyone, giving them a facility, an opportunity to become pure devotees. Come back to the spiritual world. This is the reason why Krishna comes. This is why Lord Chaitanya came. And in the same mood, Srila Prabhupada also. Now, without any other obligation, he could now exclusively focus his attention. Yadagad Aranyam. Which Aranyam? Here, Aranyam means the concrete jungle of New York City in the ghettos. Yadagad Aranyam. And why? Maya Mrugam. All those people were completely bewildered by Maya. He went to the capital city of Maya. Daitaya, out of great compassion. Ipsitam, just to fulfill the order of his guru and Mahaprabhu. Anvadhavat, he really went with full speed. Initially, he began with cargo ship. But after that, he saw that this is jet age. Cargo ship will not do. Then he traveled 14 times the whole planet. He was a really jet-age Swami. A Jagat Guru, really Jagat Guru, not sitting in his village and Jagat Guru. Title. Really a Jagat Guru, traveling all over this Jagat. So, Anvadhavat, Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So, and because he took sannyas, we are all here today. Actually. Because he took sannyas, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, he distributed it. Because of that sacrifice, inconveniences, all the poverty, all the inconvenience he had to face, heart attacks and misunderstandings and untrained people and whatever. But he just went on, amazing determination. And that's how we are able to, just because he wanted, ultimately his guru's thought was this, that if foreigners take it, then Indians will take it. This is like a strategic plan. Wonderful strategic plan of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because people are so much ruled by the foreigners for such a long time, they have lost respect for anything Indian. Whatever has to come, it has to come in an imported package. Nothing homemade will be accepted. So he got imported devotees. The dancing white elephants, Prabhupada called them. Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj one time very nicely explained. Elephants are so rare. Right? In the city, if elephants come, hey, Hathi. Mostly children come to the window. Oh, Hathi, 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 aya, Hathi, aya. But old people say, "Arey, humne dekha hai, zoo mein dekha hai." We have seen it in zoo, we have seen it in so many processions. But if a white elephant were to come, I think the older people will say, "Acha, white elephant? Let me see, Baba. At least, you know, before dying, at least I should say, I saw the white elephant also." So some old people will come and ek baar chalo khidki se jhaak ke dekh lete. Oh, white elephant, I saw it. But can you imagine, if not just a white elephant, but with 2 feet, if it's dancing, even an old man on his deathbed will say, before dying I should see this. Dancing white elephant. Rarest of all rare sights. Never seen ever. Similarly, Vaishnavas are so rare. Tilakdhari. Very difficult to see one in Mumbai. If someone says, hey, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Very rare. You feel so happy to see. Very rare. As elephants are rare, Vaishnavas are so rare. In that, white Vaishnavas. Nowadays, thanks to Prabhupada, it's a common sight for us. But first time, this was really rare. People came more than to see Prabhupada. They actually came to see these white elephants. Really, yeah? We want to see. Then after actually seeing the white elephant, then they said, who is this guy who has this magical wand that he touches them and they start dancing? We want to hear this person. It is said when Haridas Thakur changed the life of this prostitute, people came from all directions to see the prostitute. Otherwise also people were coming, but different people were coming for different reasons. Now, holy men came to see this prostitute. And while they saw the prostitute, it was not that they were glorifying the prostitute. They were glorifying Haridas in their mind. Who is this person, Haridas? What is his potency? What is his power to transform this lowly, sinful prostitute into a great Vaishnavi? It was actually the glory of Haridas. That was the glory of Prabhupada. That he went into the wild jungle of New York and with his magical wand of faith in Guru and Krishna and the holy name, just touched Hare Krishna, these dancing white elephants, and he imported them. Sikhao hamare logon ko. They take it for granted. So that's the glory of this event. That one sacrifice was responsible for all the wonderful manifestation. So many wonderful devotees, Vaishnavas all over the world, not just white elephants, all color, black and white and pink and yellow and brown, of course, lot of them here. That is Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Anyway, it's time. So, are there any questions or comments? We can take a couple of them. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Bhagavan ki. Nithai Gopremanandi. Thank you very much.